Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Julie Cayley, broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, located in Merced, California, and local listing broker with BLB Resources, who is located in Irvine, California. I really appreciate you joining me today. Today is Friday, February 21st, and the month of February is just flying by. And again, my name is Julie Cayley, and I'm the broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, located at 920 West 18th Street in Merced, California. And you can reach us at 209-385-1200. And you can also visit our website at www.mercedhomesrealty.com. That's MercedHomesRealty.com. I really appreciate you tuning in today to our show all about HUD homes. And I've done several versions of this show in the past year or two, but it is important to continue to listen because a lot of things are changing with the HUD homes in the selling process and also just the way that HUD is listing their properties and the general process of HUD properties and how they're being, how the disposition is changing. So it is important to tune in, even if you think you've already heard this information. I can guarantee you there's new information in here today that you probably haven't heard. So All About HUD Homes is our show today, and this is really a general information session today targeted towards agents and buyers with a little bit of lender info as well, but it's not specifically for lenders. So it's mostly going to be general information for agents and buyers out there today. So let's go ahead and get started. And, oh, but before we get started, I just wanted to throw a couple more website addresses out at you guys. The first one is BLB Resources. That's B as in boy, L as in Larry, B as in boy, resources.com. And they're the asset management company on behalf of HUD that I'm working with. And they handle all aspects of the disposition of HUD homes here in California and other areas as well, but obviously I'm in California, so that's what I'm going to be speaking about. And the process is a little bit different in different states and different areas, so make sure you are getting the updated information if you're listening to this from a different state. All right, so at BLB Resources, you'll find a lot of information about HUD homes in general, as well as all the forms that you would need in order to help process the contract. And they also have their inventory lists for California and other areas as well at blbresources.com. And, of course, as I always like to tell you about, is the main HUD website, which is HUDHomeStore.com. And this is the main HUD website where you go to search for all of the available HUD homes in the entire country. So that's HUD, H-U-D, home, H-O-M-E, store, S-T-O-R-E.com. And that has all the latest and up-to-date information about the availability of the properties. So, of course, all my properties are going to be listed on the MLS as well, but they are also listed on HUDHomeStore.com. So that is the most up-to-date information. All right, so I always like to start with what is a HUD home, because it is a question that we get on a fairly regular basis still. A HUD home is a home that has gone into mortgage default with a loan that is insured by the FHA, Federal Housing Administration, and is referred to as a HUD home. When the property goes into default, the lender takes possession of the property and conveys ownership to HUD. That would be after it has been foreclosed upon. HUD then sells the home through their asset management contractor, such as BLB Resources. A HUD home can be a single-family house, a townhouse, a condo, a mobile home, or a multifamily attached home up to 4 units. So, again, a HUD home is a property that has been defaulted on where there was an FHA loan. So the lender would go through the foreclosure process, the default process with the homeowner, and then once the property has been given back to the bank, once it's been foreclosed upon or defaulted on and finished the legal process of that, then the lender takes possession of the property, and then they're going to redeem their insurance policy with FHA. Okay? So that's how that process works. And that's what a HUD home is. And again, it could be any property that was eligible for an FHA loan to begin with. So who can sell a HUD home? Any real estate broker registered with HUD or a real estate agent working with a registered broker may facilitate the sale of a HUD home. All brokers must be registered with HUD prior to submitting a bid. Only licensed brokers and agents that are registered with HUD and have an active NAID number, which stands for Name and Address Identifier, may submit these bids. For more details on the registration process, you can go on to HUDHomestore.com, and there's a link called NAID Info, and you can click on there, and that will actually allow you to download the forms, and then the broker can print them out and sign them and send them in. And just a reminder to everybody, the NAID number, your broker's NAID number, does need to be renewed annually. So you need to be able to go in there every year and renew it. And you can check on HUDHomestore.com to see when your NAID is going to expire so you can make sure that you send that in plenty of time. So we just talked about who can sell a HUD home. Well, really what we want to know is who can buy a HUD home. Well, HUD homes can be purchased by an individual or a company or a HUD-approved nonprofit organization or government entity that can secure financing or pay cash for the property. The local listing brokers, such as myself, my affiliates, owners, managers, employees, sales agents, brokers, and family members and business partners are prohibited from purchasing any HUD homes. So I cannot purchase a HUD home, but pretty much everybody else can, as long as they can get financing or pay cash. So there's different types of purchasers that HUD allows to buy their homes. There's five different types. One is an owner-occupant. The second is an investor. The third is the good neighbor next door participant. The fourth is a government entity. And the fifth is a nonprofit organization. So let's talk about each one of those briefly. An owner-occupant is a person who plans to live in the property as their primary residence for at least 1 year and has not purchased another HUD home as an owner-occupant within the past 2 years. An investor purchaser is somebody who buys the property as a second home or investment or who does not qualify as an owner-occupant. Believe it or not, we get that question a lot as well. The difference between an owner-occupant versus an investor. And in HUD's definition, it's pretty straightforward, okay? An investor is someone who buys the property as a second home or an investment or who does not qualify as an owner-occupant. A good neighbor next door participant is a qualifying teacher, officer, firefighter, or EMT, and that meets the eligibility and other program requirements. And you can search for good neighbor next door eligible properties by going on to HUDHomestore.com and changing the buyer type to good neighbor next door, and you'll see it, the GNND, and that will allow you to pull those up. A government entity can include counties, cities, and townships, foster housing opportunities by purchasing HUD homes at a discount, making any necessary repairs, and then reselling the homes to low to moderate income families. Over, government entities can purchase dollar homes. We don't currently have that program in our area. And then finally, the fifth type of buyer is a HUD-approved nonprofit organization. They can also purchase homes for rehab and resale to first-time home buyers and low to moderate income families. Nonprofits may not bid on dollar homes and will only receive a discount if the property is purchased during the lottery period. All right, so those are the five different types of purchasers that can buy a HUD home. But how do you purchase a HUD home? Well, once you've gone out with your agent, whether it's someone here in my office, myself, or an outside agent, you've gone out and you've selected the property that you would like to buy. The interested purchaser may submit their bid at HUDHomestore.com. A HUD registered broker or real estate agent must submit the bid electronically on behalf of the owner, occupant, or investor, or good neighbor next door purchaser. Registered nonprofit organizations and government entities may submit bids without the use of a real estate agent. So they will be submitting bids on their own behalf. For owner-occupants or investors or good neighbor next door, your agent or broker will be submitting the bid on your behalf. You cannot log in and submit your own bid. BLB Resources then reviews the bids after the bid deadline and selects the bid in the best interest of HUD, which is usually the bid with the highest acceptable net to HUD. The purchaser is required to submit a complete and accurate contract within 2 business days of bid acceptance. which includes a pre-qualification letter from a lender for purchasers obtaining financing or proof of funds for cash buyers. Makes sense, right? That's pretty standard on those transactions. They do require a valid pre-qualification letter from a lender for purchasing if you're obtaining financing. Okay. All right. So how do you find these HUD homes? Where do you go to find them? Well, as I mentioned at the intro to this session today, you can log on to www.hudhomestore.com, and there you can search and view all of the HUD properties, not only in our area, but the entire country. And you can filter it pretty much any way you would like. You can look by city, you can look by county, you can look by state, you can look by the address of the street. So there's a lot of different options. You can filter it by owner-occupants only, by investors, by good neighbor next door. It's really up to you how you want to refine your search, but they have a really good search tool on there that lets you narrow it down. Now remember that our listings are also placed in the local MLS. So you're going to see them on our website. Your agent's going to see them on the MLS, which then feeds to Realtor.com and a lot of other syndication sites. So they're going to be featured just about everywhere else you would find a real estate listing. But if you're specifically wanting the latest and greatest up to the minute information, please go to HUDHomestore.com on a daily basis to review what's there. Okay, so that's where you can find them. Now, you'll see when you get onto HUDHomestore.com, you'll see that there's different time frames. All right, so let's talk a little bit about that. When a HUD home is first listed for sale, priority is going to be given to owner-occupants, nonprofits, and government entities. The duration of the exclusive listing period, meaning when only the owner-occupants, nonprofit, or government entities can make an offer, it's going to vary depending on the property's FHA insurability. If the property is insurable or insurable with escrow repairs, then the exclusive list period is going to be 15 days for owner-occupant purchasers, nonprofit, and government entities. Bids received during the first 10 days are considered to be received simultaneously, and the initial bid review is on the 11th day. If no winning bid is received, bids continue to be reviewed on a daily basis until the 15-day period ends, at which time it enters the extended listing period. So what that means is when a property goes from exclusive listing period, where only owner, occupants, nonprofit, and government agencies can bid, when it goes from exclusive to extended, that means it gets opened up to all the bidders out there, including investors. So that's sort of the time frame of when investors can come in and start to make offers on these HUD homes. So after 15 days, there's no longer a preference given to owner-occupant. It's open for investors as well. They can come in there and make their bids. If the property is uninsured or uninsured 203K eligible, the exclusive listing period is only 5 days for owner-occupant purchasers, nonprofit, and government entities. And then the bids are going to be opened on the 6th day. Now, if at that time there's no winning bids, then it's going to turn over to the extended listing period. And remember what that means. Exclusive means owner-occupant, government entity, nonprofit. Extended means open to everybody, including investors. And you're going to see that information on HUDHomestore.com for each individual property. You're going to see it on there saying that it is open to all bidders, and you're also going to see the word extended or exclusive, and that's how you know who's eligible to make an offer on it. Because remember, if it's in the exclusive period, then investor won't even be allowed to make an offer. There's not even a way for us agents to go in there because it only gives us the option to enter an offer, a bid from an owner-occupant. So when we go in there to put the buyer type, the only option is going to show up as owner-occupant, so we can't even put our investor offers in at that time, and that's the reason why, because they're not eligible yet to bid. All right, so that was a lot of really good information. All right, so you might see another status as opposed to extended versus exclusive called the lottery period. Certain property eligibilities allow good neighbor next door participants, HUD registered nonprofit organizations, and government entities to bid on the property prior to becoming available to owner occupant bids. These properties, which are usually located in HUD designated revitalization areas or are in areas determined to be uninsurable, are available on the lottery period for 7 days. If there's no winning bids when the lottery period ends, these properties then enter the exclusive period for 5 or 30 days, depending on the insurability of the property. And actually be 5 or 15 days, depending on the insurability of the property. Because the exclusive period used to be 30 days, but it got shortened down to 15. So that's where that number is coming from. All right, so we just talked about when investors can submit bids. Another question that we get a lot is, can residents of other countries, such as Canada or Mexico, purchase a HUD home? And the answer is yes. HUD homes can be purchased by residents of other countries, and they're referred to as foreign nationals, provided they can secure financing or pay cash for the property. Please note that when a bid for a foreign national is submitted, a valid ID number must be entered in the Social Security number field. If they do not have one, or do not have a Social Security number, they must contact the IRS to obtain a tax identification number, and you can use that as a Social Security number. All right, that's a question we get a lot in our area. Will HUD pay for any closing costs and the seller's agent's commission? HUD will pay up to 3% of the gross purchase price in closing costs that are considered to be reasonable and customary where the property is located, if submitted in the bid. So with a negotiated item, just like pretty much every other real estate contract, your agent or your broker needs to ask for those closing costs up to 3% when they enter your offer into HUDHomestore.com, because once the offer gets submitted, then there's no going back to renegotiate that. HUD's very strict about that. Okay, and then HUD will also offer up to 3% the purchase price for the selling agent's commission, and that will be entered when the offer is negotiated as well. All right, and then another question that we get a lot is, when can the buyer get a home inspection done? So it's really important for buyers and agents to understand that HUD homes are sold as is, and HUD really means that. They are not going to be going in and doing any repairs to these properties based on the buyer's inspection findings or the lender's what lender required repairs. Are not going to be doing any of that. And they really do mean that. And not only are they not going to do it, they do not allow any repairs, nothing to be done prior to the close of escrow. So they're not going to allow for the buyer to go in and do repairs or the buyer's contractor to go in and do repairs. It's just not going to happen on these HUD homes. And they're very serious about that. So remember, HUD does not make any repairs to the property and does not guarantee or make any representations or warranties as to the condition of the property. So it's very, very important that the buyer do a visual inspection of the property prior to submitting the bid. And then the buyer is also encouraged to have a professional home inspector take a look at the property when the utilities are activated. And HUD allows a 15-day inspection period after the contract has been ratified. All inspections, tests, and risk assessments are performed at the buyer's expense. So that's very important. You know, as real estate agents and brokers, we always, always recommend that a buyer get a home inspection, because, you know, it's even more important on a HUD home or a home that's been vacant for a long time, or a home where the owner has never lived in the home, such as HUD homes, because we really don't have a history of the property, and there's really nobody to go and ask, hey, you know, did a pipe ever break, or, you know, was there any damage on this property, or anything like that. So, you know, it's really just important to know that they're not going to allow any repairs to be done, and these properties are coming on the market without having a real history on them. So it is imperative, you know, in my opinion, and in HUD's opinion, they really recommend that the buyer get their own home inspection. And it's just good practice anyways, you know, in real estate transactions. And it's really for the buyer's benefit. So remember, HUD homes are going to be sold as is, okay? The buyers are never allowed to go to the property on their own. They need to be there with their real estate agent. And when the property closes, we are not allowed to give out keys to the HUD homes, and the selling brokers and agents may not remove or make copies of the keys from the lockbox. So I always tell people that they need to have that property rekeyed immediately upon taking possession, okay? The selling broker or agent must accompany all third parties, including the buyer, inspectors, contractors, and lenders, in viewing a HUD home listed for sale. And please remember to sign in at each visit. That really gives us a good idea who's coming in and out of the property. And we do track it as well by the electronic lockbox. But, you know, as we all know, technology is not perfect. So it is very helpful for us to, if there's some sort of issue, for us to kind of gauge when that issue happened based on who had been there last, and we can call them and say, hey, did you notice this, yes or no? And it helps us narrow down things, and it lets us know who's going in and out of these properties. So that is really important, and that's at HUD's request, that you sign in at each and every visit. Okay, just a final reminder that the buyer may not occupy, rekey, or make repairs or improvements to the property until the escrow closing has been confirmed. Okay, the purchaser is responsible for rekeying the property after the close of escrow for their own safety. The local listing broker or the selling broker may not give out the keys, copies of the keys, or lockbox codes to buyers, inspections, appraisers, contractors, lenders, or any other parties at any time. Okay, the selling agent and the brokers, the local listing brokers, will facilitate access to the property for buyers to complete inspections and perform their rekey. And then we will come by and pick up the signs in the lockboxes once the property has closed escrow. So again, you cannot perform any work. You cannot put any personal property in the home, yard, or garage, or anywhere else. You cannot park your vehicles in the driveway or the garage. And under no circumstances can the buyer move in prior to close of escrow. And then the last thing I want to go over with you guys today is the different financing types or insurability types. Because this is really just the crux of the whole way that HUD can consider how a property can be financed. So HUD homes can always be purchased using cash, conventional, or other special financing. But FHA offers financing options that are tailored to HUD homes. There are many variables that are taken into consideration when the disposition of a property is created. The condition of the property as reflected in the FHA-approved appraisal and the property condition report weigh heavily in determining its insurability. When the disposition of a property has been established, the property is initially listed at the as-is appraised value, and actually that is changing. So the HUD will list the property at the price that they feel is appropriate. And it's important that real estate agents have a clear understanding of the FHA financing types and corresponding acronyms. So the first one that you need to know is abbreviated as IN, insurable, FHA 203B. Properties listed as IN, insurable, qualify for FHA 203B financing. This disposition represents properties that do not have obvious minimum property requirements for repairs. So that means nothing was called out on the appraisal. Okay, the second category is IE, insurable with escrow, FHA 203B with repair escrow. Properties listed as insurable with escrow qualify for FHA 203B with repair escrow financing. This disposition represents properties that have NPR repairs which must be addressed post-closing. Repairs cannot total more than $5,000, $5,500. So it's $5,000 repair limit plus a 10% overage, which is $5,500. The necessary repairs and corresponding cost estimates are itemized in the disclosures found on the addendums tab of the property details of HUDHomestore.com. I also put them on attached to my MLS listing under the supplements or attached documents, depending on which MLS it's on. Or you can call my office and they'll be more than happy to send it to you. Now, here's the main question we get about this status. The repair escrow amount is the financial responsibility of the purchaser. The repair escrow is never a credit to the buyer. The lender holds the money for repairs in an escrow account until the repairs are completed. FHA allows up to 90 days after closing for the repairs to be completed. However, some lenders may have different repair deadlines. So it's important that if your buyer is purchasing a home and using FHA financing as an IE status, it's important that we identify this right away with the lender to make sure that they're familiar with how to do these loans. Now remember, the repair escrow only applies if the buyer is obtaining FHA 203B financing. It doesn't apply if they are financing outside of FHA 203B or paying cash. So if they're using non-FHA financing or paying cash, the repair escrow is not applicable. The third category is uninsurable. Properties listed as uninsurable do not qualify for FHA 203B financing. Typically, these properties have repairs exceeding $5,000, NPR repairs, or they don't meet the FHA guidelines for other reasons. Cash purchases and non-FHA financing are the most common types of financing or cash used for these properties. And the final is uninsurable 203K eligible. Properties listed as UK, that's the acronym, uninsurable 203K eligible, also do not qualify for FHA 203B financing. However, these properties may qualify for 203K financing. And the 203K option is a rehab loan for owner-occupants. Many lenders offer both the standard FHA 203K and the streamlined 203K. So again, that's something else that we need to have the lender involved with right away so that we can get to the lender from the beginning of the process to make sure that they're on board with how to handle this, okay? So those are the four different insurability types on HUD homes, and that's going to determine how your buyer can purchase the home. So I really hope that you found this information important and useful today. And as we talked about throughout, there's a lot of changes going on with HUD homes, and it's ever evolving. So it is important to stay on the pulse of the changes and stay on top of things so that you know when you are bidding for your client or if you're a buyer considering a HUD home, you know what's going on. So if you have any questions about what we talked about today, please feel free to contact me. Again, I'm Julie Cayley, broker, 209-385-1200, jcayley@peckbarrel.net, or visit me at www.mercedhomesrealty.com, and you can contact me through my website. And for the latest and greatest up-to-date information on HUD homes, and to see the current inventory, www.hudhomestore.com. I hope everybody goes out and has a great weekend. And again, thanks for tuning in, and we'll have another informative broadcast next month. Take care.